Is the answer to the question, if God created the world, who created God, that if God is beyond time and before time, that we who live in time, simply can't comprehend the answer to that question?
There are two arguments of this nature. One is, theologians often call it the cosmological argument. It's essentially a causal argument. It's the one you just stated, that what caused the universe to come into being at the beginning? Well, if that was God, then people worry about, well, what caused God?
Yeah.
The other is the explanatory argument. It doesn't actually have to be a causal chain in the sense of before and after. It can simply be, well, how do we explain this or that phenomenon in the world? Well, you know, in terms of something else, in terms of something else. And ultimately, we get down to the laws of physics. And then you can say, well, what explains the laws of physics? Where did they come from? And then you might say, well, God created them, but maybe in some timeless sense, you know, not creation in the mm-hmm. temporal sense. But they're explained by some sort of mind that's underneath it. And then you get into the problem, well, where did that mind come from? So it's often called the Tower of Turtles problem, from the famous story about the lecture being given by Bertrand Russell, people attribute it to, and a woman stands up saying, well, you may be very clever, but I know how the universe is put together. And Russell replied, well, pray tell us. And she said, well, the earth is standing on the back of an elephant, which is standing on the back of a turtle. And so he said, well, what is the turtle standing on? And she said, oh, you can't trick me, it's turtles all the way down. And so it's this problem of the infinite regress. Now, theologians, of course, have been well aware of this for centuries, and they've sought to explain this in terms of what they call a necessary being. That is, they say that to stop this Tower of Turtles, to arrive at some, as it were, levitating super turtle that will hold all this up, this would be a being who would be necessary, in the sense that this being's non-existence
being. Mm-hmm.
would be logically impossible.
Right.
So, in other words, they have tried to argue that although the universe needs an explanation, God does not. And philosophers have sort of tied themselves in knots trying to square that particular circle. I'm not completely convinced that it is a coherent scheme.